it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Revisit the unsinkable. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In Pigeon Forge, an iceberg wall display at the Titanic Museum, it collapsed Monday night, leaving 3 people injured.
In Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, there is a museum and immersive experience called the World's Largest Titanic Museum Attraction. That's what it's called. And what happened there on August 3rd, 2021? Yes, not long ago. It was not good. Not like Titanic-level drowned or killed 1,500 people bad, but not good. Let's talk about it. I want to thank Paul Dietrich, too, who's a friend of mine, who initially sent me this story and then sent it to me again just to make sure I was aware of this museum and this story in general. So let's start. Let's refresh your memory. Let's talk Titanic. The Titanic was a British luxury passenger liner that was going from England to New York City that sank on April 14th, 1912, its first voyage. It was called Unsinkable, of course, and boasted lots of luxury perks like elevators, a swimming pool, etc. It hit an iceberg and slowly started to sink. While attempts to contact other vessels went out, women and children boarded the lifeboats. The 20 boats could carry only a little over 1,000 people, way less than who was on board, which is about anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 people. And the boats weren't at capacity. Lifeboat number 7, for example, the first one to leave the Titanic, held only about 27 people, though it had space for 65. In the end, only 705 people would be rescued. Lots of stories of rich people staying in their rooms, going down like gentlemen, and not leaving their loved ones behind. It's really sad and very infamous story of a structural and procedural negligence made even more famous by the 1997 James Cameron movie, Classic Titanic, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. That being said, fast forward to now-ish, 2017, where Mary Kellogg Joslin and her husband John Joslin from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and or maybe Branson, Missouri, decided to capitalize on the tragedy of the Titanic and its film follow-up. It got a lot of press by featuring costumes from the movie, but nowadays boasts attractions like Titanic Pool Days, Titanic Sight and Sound Theater presents Jesus, Life on Stage, some storytelling events, you can shop at the ship, and a Titanic Jewish tribute honoring the Jewish passengers and crew of the Titanic. There's even a Titanic Authors virtual conference. It can also be rented for weddings, corporate events, and birthdays. Do not worry. According to WGN 9 News, visitors can, quote, experience what it was like to walk the hallways, parlors, cabins, and grand staircase of the Titanic while surrounded by more than 400 artifacts directly from the ship and its passengers. As visitors touch a real iceberg, walk the grand staircase and third-class hallways, reach their hands into 28-degree water, and try to stand on the sloping decks, they learn what it was like on the RMS Titanic by experiencing it firsthand. I couldn't find much more than that from the site. Again, aside from all of the promotional stuff I talked about, it doesn't have a section of the history or origin of the actual museum or on the Joslin couple who started it. It's basically two gigantic ships, one in Branson, Missouri, and one in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, that are attached to a giant iceberg. Again, I don't know what real means. It looks like plexiglass to me. And you go on the ship and it looks a lot like the Titanic with lots of stuff to buy inside and you have fun and you bring your kids. and have a day of it. Admission is $28 to $31 for adults and $15 for kids, free for kids under four. But you can get lots of other add-ons when you buy admission, including face masks. They're under capacity for COVID protocol, so that's good, I guess. You can get gift cards. You can get admission to special exhibitions for an extra $15 to $30, etc. But while you mull over your Titanic options, let's take a break. So we have this Titanic Experience Museum, and on August 3rd, running as usual. But at the end of the day, the iceberg we talked about, again, controversial, it being real and all, the one that's attached to the ship, the one in Pigeon Forge, collapsed on three museum guests, according to the facility's owners. Mary Kellogg Jocelyn and John Jocelyn made a statement to the press saying that the three people were injured and taken to the hospital. They also said, "Needless to say, we never would have expected an incident like this to occur, as the safety of our guests and team members is always top of mind. We take pride in the quality of our maintenance and have measures in place to ensure the appropriate safety guidelines are upheld." The attraction opened back up the next day, but without the iceberg wall. The area has been blocked off and, according to the website, doesn't exist for now. The Jocelyns said that their, quote, "thoughts and prayers continue to be with all who were affected, including the first responders, and that the safety of their guests is always top of mind." They also estimate the rebuild of the iceberg wall will take at least 4 weeks. After that, you can experience the iceberg again for yourself.
No iceberg, no peace, is what I have to say. Yeah, there's no iceberg. What's the point? Appreciate this grift or whatever it is they're doing. I mean, like, they're trying to know, they feel like there's a niche to be filled. Yeah, in Pigeon Forge, I mean, jobs or getting people having a good time. It seems to cover all bases. If you're Jewish, gotcha. Yeah. Jesus, we gotcha. Anyone else?
Sure, buy a mask.
That's an add-on. I don't know. So it seems if people are enjoying it, who am I to say? Is it exploitive? Sure, but what isn't?
Very much. But it's just, it's like you too can experience, like in the Holocaust Museum, and they're very different things, very different events. You don't sit somewhere. You're not put into the experience there from my time, many times, the Holocaust Museum. Here it's touch the water, be in a cramped space. It's they're putting the trauma, the horrific trauma onto the guests. And that's part of the reason that it was very disturbing to me, where I'm like, oh, I don't like, you're paying money to ooh, chilly water. Uh-oh, there's the ice. It feels like it's really fetishizing and capitalizing on this tragedy in a way that is immersive, like it talks about on the website itself, which feels like an extra level of gross. But you're right, there's interest in this. Would I go there? I don't think so. But do I want to see Kate Winslet's dress? Of course I do.
And it seems to be more capitalizing on the movie version. I think if the movie never came out, they probably wouldn't. The story kind of helps keep the historic story of the Titanic alive in some way. I've never seen the movie Titanic.
You've never seen Titanic?
I'm obviously familiar with it. And,
God.
I love Leonardo DiCaprio, but
You love Leo and you've never seen Titanic.
Yeah.
This is a lot for me. This is a lot more than this Titanic tragedy, honestly.
I can imagine the couple loving that movie and having a wedding, a Titanic wedding.
But then
wedding
say
theme.
It. Say that on the website. Frame it in a way that I want to like it and support it. But I imagine a survivor's great-grandchild going to this museum and be like, oh, you're capitalizing off the misery of my dead relative? Great.
Yeah, but when it's $28 to $31, family of survivors of the 28, so they get $3 off.
Oh.
You didn't think about that, did you?
Not at all.